Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
02905.
02905. Thank you, ma'am. May I ask your name, please?
Jennifer Giuliano.
Yes, ma'am. I found your account. Can you go ahead and verify your address for security purposes, please?
28 Lockwood Street, Cranston, Rhode Island.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. We're a little ahead of schedule. I'm waiting on your account information to pull up now. All right, and it's due to that contest entry that you entered into today, and it was for that Makita. And what came along with that Makita was a meal plan app that came through to your email, and that app, it focuses on real food to boost energy, cut sugar, carb cravings, have tutorials and things about cooking. But that's what came along with that Makita. It was presented by Bites Hub, Ms. Jennifer.
Okay, well, that was very deceiving, though, because I filled out the survey, which I thought was from Home Depot, and then it told me that I was going to pay $5, and then I clicked on that, and then next thing I know, I was charged $59, and my Capital One account called me because they thought it was like a fraudulent charge.
Oh, no, ma'am, it's not.
Yeah, but it was deceiving. It didn't even ask me if I wanted a meal plan. It just charged me.
It was stated in the terms and conditions. And what if I can get you like $25 taken off of that, Ms. Jennifer? Do you think that would help?
No, I don't want a meal plan.
Give me one second, ma'am.
All right. Can you cancel that for me, please?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
All right, Ms. Jennifer, I'm looking at the account, ma'am.
Yep.
Hold on one second, please. I can get you a 50% refund on that $59.89, ma'am, and have it in your account. I can void those charges back to your account.
No, I want 100% refund.
All right, so you're saying if I could have got with my soup and got you up to 75%, you'll still be unsatisfied?
Yes.
Give me one second. I'll speak back with her, Ms. Jennifer. I'll place you on a brief hold. I'll be right back with you, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, ma'am. I was able to get you fully refunded, Ms. Jennifer. That was a $5 refund access fee, but I can void that $54.89 back to your account. You may see it in a couple hours.
Okay. Thank you very much.
No problem. I get this information sent to your email also. So I can verbally give you this cancellation code. As a matter of fact, those charges were voided, and I can get that information sent to your email. So would you like for me to do both?
Are you going to send me emails if you do that?
I can send it right now. Maybe you'll see it.
Okay, but give me the code also, okay?
All right, yes, ma'am. It's okay. C as in Charlie, 920-759-895.
And what's your name, hon?
It's Art, A-R-T.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Art.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And you can check your email. You will see everything we just went over, Miss Jennifer.
All right. You have a nice day.
You too. Thank you for calling customer support, ma'am. You have a nice day also.
Okay.
Good day. All right.